You're listening to the Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Doug Haldeman, here with my co-host, Tammy Haldeman. Welcome back, Tammy.
Thanks for having me.
If you'd like to reach us on our off-air number, you can text or call 314-472-DOUG. Again, that's 314-472-DOUG, D-O-U-G, which is 3684. And be sure to visit our Facebook page. Go to Doug Haldeman Show on Facebook and hit that like button. So, Tammy, I was reading an article the other day. Everybody knows who Dave Ramsey is. Mm-hmm. And one of his blog posts was the 25 myths that broke people believe.
Well, I'm so broke that I go to KFC and lick other people's fingers.
Now, that's pretty broke. I was so broke one time I was at McDonald's, and the kid at the counter said, "Can you afford fries with that?"
Can you afford fries? Oh, man.
He could just read it. He could read it all over me that I didn't have the
money.
Those
old college days.
Yes, the college days.
Yeah.
Well, and we know that poor is an attitude, and you know, people that are poor think that they can't get ahead. They think that they'll never win with money, and they have all this belief system that just continues to reinforce it. And broke is something that you're just passing through.
Mm-hmm. It's a good attitude to kind of embrace, is that this too shall pass, so to speak.
Right. And we've all messed up by believing that some of the prevailing money myths in our culture are true. Mm-hmm. And the turning point ends up coming when you're willing to own up, you claw your way out of it, and never live in the lie again. And the lie is what these 25 things are that people believe. So let's jump right into this.
Okay. So the first one is, but I just can't save.
Right. So that's the first section. Mm-hmm. But I just can't save. And that can cover money myth number one with that is, I'll save next year when I'm making more money.
Mm-hmm. Right.
How often do we hear that?
A lot.
Yeah. This year's just extra tough. I'll wait till next year.
Right. Right. Oh, I'll do it next month even, or next week.
I like the, in the Jane's Addiction song, I'm going to start tomorrow.
Yeah.
Great line from that.
So as we're getting older, we may end up saying something like, as number two, at my age, it's just too late anyway.
Right, right. It's too late for me to reach my retirement goals at my age. I should have started when I was younger.
Right, the should have.
So what's the use?
Mm, right.
Now, someday, they'll be wishing they would have started now. That reminds me of the Chinese proverb that the best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
The second best time is today.
Right.
So it's never truly too late. You better get started today.
Right, right.
Number three, why save money? You can't take it with you when you die.
I heard that a couple times. Yes, I've heard that.
those are such popular ones that you can't take it with you when you die. And I'll agree with that. That I don't think we have to be such misers that we wait to live, until retirement. We need to be able to live today. But what can we do to live today? That to be able to do it on a budget and have that bifocal vision. So you have bifocal vision. When I say that, I mean you have one eye on the here and now, living today, and you're looking very closely at where you are today, and then another eye on the bifocal vision, on the long-term vision, thinking about retirement at all times so that you don't just go blow money, and you can be very disciplined about putting money away regularly.
Mm-hmm. So this next one is, cars are the exception, and man, I kind of fell for that one. So.
Oh, yeah. I talk so often with people that they come from a family. I was just talking with a woman the other day who, her dad was a type that would buy new cars every year, or at least every couple years.
Oh, my gosh.
And, so under the cars, the exception, number four here is old cars just aren't as safe.
Yeah.
It depends on how old you're talking. Yeah, you get a car from the 1960s or 50s that doesn't have seat belts and certainly doesn't have airbags and a lot of sharp things in the dash. That's true, but I don't think that's what we're talking about. I think we're talking about cars that are maybe 5 years old or even a 7-year-old vehicle. Is it really that unsafe?
Right.
I don't think so. That's a myth.
Right. And number five, what's wrong with a 72-month car payment?
It's painful for me to even hear that.
Oh, man. I bet you deal with that quite a bit.
I see people get 72-month car payments on used cars.
Wow.
It's such a trap. Do not get a 72-month car payment. I'll say that if you have to have a 72-month car payment to afford the car and afford the payment, then you can't really afford the car. Mm-hmm. You shouldn't have it in the first place. Give it back. And here's what you guarantee if you ever have a 72-month car payment is that you are always upside down in that car.
Pretty much.
From month one, when you drive off that lot, you are upside down in the car, and you will never be caught up if you have a 72-month car payment.
Right.
It will not happen.
Right, right. Get something you can afford. Right.
Well, and not the thing about old cars just aren't as safe. Get a used car. Don't get a new car. Mm-hmm. And don't get the 72-month car payment.
Right, right. My car is an investment. My boss did this. He had came to me and had asked my opinion, and I'm like, well, really, cars? I really don't see cars as an investment per se. It's
just a depreciating
asset, is what it becomes.
A depreciating investment, very quickly depreciating.
Mm-hmm. Just a couple weeks ago, he actually said, "Yeah, I shouldn't have bought that." I didn't do it, and I told you so. I just, you know, it's just part of the process for people. But if you're finding yourself thinking about going and buying that car as an investment, just maybe think again.
The only people I will give that to that where cars an investment is I know a few people that will flip cars. They'll buy, mm-hmm. they'll find them cheap, they turn right around and sell them. Or classic cars, you may be able to buy a classic car.
Yeah, that did come to
fix
mind
it up,
too.
And then turn around and sell it for profit.
You still have to be careful, though.
Right, absolutely. But you have a car very long, and it's maybe an investment, just not a good one.
So another myth, because you mentioned buying a used car, that the other myth is buying used is just inheriting someone else's problems. I have to say that I have thought about that. You know, you don't know who to trust. You go to the car dealer, and you're not sure if they're going to be honest about what the car's conditions are. But it's still not a bad decision.
Right. So that was number seven on the list. Mm-hmm. So buying used is just inheriting someone else's problems. You know, that could be said with anything used. And that's only true if, like, somebody knows that there's some deferred maintenance or there's some major items that are going to need to get done soon, mm-hmm. and they try to sell it before that happens.
Right.
And you just need to get it inspected.
It's true. And the luxury cars, too. I mean, maybe you can't afford, let's say you are wanting that Cadillac or whatever. The expenses to repair those cars, you know, check that out. Go to your friends that may have some, or go to the, you know, I like Consumer Reports personally, but, you know, go to those places, those resources to learn about that car before
right.
you get in.
What a good place. So that's the yeah. second section was for about cars with the exception mm-hmm. was items 4 through 7. And if you want to see any of these items, you can visit our website at DougHaldeman.com. And we'll have a link to this. We'll have a link to the post from Dave Ramsey, and then we'll also put some comments on there with some other helpful links for you. We're talking about the 25 myths that broke people believe. And here's the next section of these. For the next three, it comes under the category of family comes first.
Right. Whatever you want, honey.
Yeah, number eight. number eight on here. Whatever you want, dear.
Right.
You know, all the things that sometimes it's to keep our spouse happy. Then other times, both spouses will delude each other mm-hmm. into thinking that they need whatever it is.
Yeah. I mean, my ex-husband and I were just talking about this, about how we would make home repairs, and I wouldn't stand up for something. He's like, I wish you would have said how you really felt. And it's true, that communication of trying to please the other person. But you and I are pretty compatible with that. We weigh that out. And I think we're on the same page, which I'm thankful for.
Yes, we are. So number nine on the list, here's a good one. That I just want my kids to have it better than I did.
those words haven't come out of my mouth, but I think I've done it unconsciously when the kids were littler, thinking I had to buy that toy or that thing in the grocery store line as I'm checking out, you know.
Well, and little do people know that attitude frequently creates the spoiling of kids mm-hmm. That creates their own monster for the future mm-hmm. and ensures that they're going to be broke, and then their kids will probably be broke too mm-hmm. because there's no delayed gratification.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We have to think about that before we just give our kids everything that they want.
Right. Number 10, but that new RV will just help our family bond, honey.
And this doesn't come up that often for most people,
no.
but
yeah.
you know, how often I remember as a kid when they had the RV show out at the mall, and you go in and out of these, and you're like, oh man, these are amazing. I'd love to have one of these. Mm-hmm. And they're so expensive. I would probably encourage somebody to rent them before you would actually buy one.
Definitely. Yep, definitely.
Sounds like a great idea. But yeah, and that all comes under the family comes first. Right. Yeah, but that new RV will help our family bond. Yeah, probably a lot of cheaper ways to help your family bond.
Right. Try, you know, eating dinner together. That could be good.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
All right. So the next section is I'll do it later. I promise.
Okay. So let's be specific on this. Yeah. So that's number 11 here. We'll pay it off when the tax return comes in. Mm-hmm. We know that comes up a lot for people.
Yeah. Yep. It does. You know, you want that new, let's say, lawnmower and let's just get the financing. Let's just, you know, buy it on credit and I'll pay for it later.
Right. Kick the can down the road a little further. Mm-hmm. It's behavior very similar to how our government behaves.
Yeah, it really is.
Just keep kicking the can down the road. Yeah. Number 12, I'll start my budget next month.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I've heard that a lot. Yeah.
Number 13, I'll worry about the future when it gets here. That sounds like a great idea until just the fact that, you know, now all of a sudden you're older and you have some health problems and you don't have the money you need to because you didn't plan.
Or the energy.
Right. Or the energy. It. Right. A lot mm-hmm. of your best earning years were spent thinking that you'll wait until later.
Right. Right.
Rather than just setting a certain amount that you're going to discipline to keep on the side all the time. Okay. So that covers 1 through 13 of our 25 myths that broke people believe. And if you want to hear 14 through 25, which are some of my favorites on the 25 myths that broke people believe, then stay tuned. You're listening to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.